Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday. Deanna Williams joining me is a contributing editor to Black America Web, and also she writes for the Philadelphia Weekly, one of our local papers, great papers. Welcome, Tanya Pendleton. Hey, T.
Thank you. Welcome, and a happy new year to you and all of your listeners. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. So, Tanya, 2013, a real interesting year as it related to entertainment. What would you say were some of the top stories?
Wow, so much went on in 2013. I have to tell you, two of the top stories that come to mind are the fact that so many of our fantastically talented R&B divas are heading on to reality TV, but so far that's only paid off, I think, for Kay Michelle and for Tamar Braxton, and also the fact that we've got Blue Eyed Soul that's replacing our great, talented R&B brothers out here. What is going on? You've got Justin Timberlake and you've got Robin Thicke, who dominated the year, but not so much with Trey Songz and Chris Brown. Let's not forget Chris Brown, the year in Chris Brown. Pretty troubled year for a very talented young man.
Yes, indeed.
And then, of course, we've got the year in Kanye. He had a baby, he released a record, Yeezus, and then he went on tour and
got engaged.
Ran around the world with Kim Kardashian, his baby mama, and ranted the entire way. So I don't know what's going on with that brother, but he certainly dominated headlines in 2013. And then we could not close out 2013 without the reigning diva of everything. That would be Beyonce, who drops an album on us not an hour after the Scandal winter finale and blows up the internet.
Changing the game in many ways.
She may, in fact, be changing the game. I mean, I don't know. It's arguable to say that she had no promo when I think they were kind of hinting all along that an album was coming. You'll remember that Beyonce even tweeted out a picture or put it on her Tumblr saying, I don't drop singles, I drop albums. So I think that was the clue. But in terms of traditional record company mass promotion, absolutely not. She put it on iTunes and sold a million albums in less than a week.
In less than a week. And a big story here, the return of Beyonce's husband, Jay-Z, and Made in America on the Parkway, 4th of July weekend.
Jay-Z, certainly a successful husband, one you'd love to have if you are a reigning R&B superstar, because you'll never have to give him any money. If you break up, you've got your own, he's got his own. But yes, he brought back this very successful Made in America concert, no problems, no craziness, no riots, no drama, and had a very interesting mix of eclectic group of artists that included folks like Kendrick Lamar, who also had a great year, and of course, his wife Beyonce. And don't forget, he also put out a record this year, Magna Carta, Holy Grail. That record went platinum before it even was released because he put it out through Samsung on their Galaxy phone, and one of the most interesting promotions of the year.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And also in Philadelphia, big story was Motown Philly, Berry Gordy being honored by the Marian Anderson Award in November at the Kimmel Center. And he was honored by Bill Jolly. Chris Tucker was the MC, Kool & the Gang, Boyz II Men, Smokey Robinson, Cody Wise, Brandon Dixon from the play Motown, the musical. That was big. Berry Gordy, who just turned 84, being honored by Gamble and Huff as well. What are you forecasting for 2014, Tanya?
2014, it's going to be difficult to say. I would really love to see the return of some of our R&B artists and really being able to bring that music to a new level with whatever it is. I mean, you've certainly got people like Frank Ocean, The Weeknd, that are kind of doing this, I don't know, emo R&B, for lack of a better term. But it would be nice to see some folks, Charlie Wilson, who was honored this year at BET with a Lifetime Achievement Award. And of course, you know, for me personally, I would like to see my man Prince get down at the Essence Festival in 2014. That's probably going to be one of the biggest and the best shows of the year because he has announced that he is going to close the Essence Festival for the very first time.
Yes, he is. And Tanya, you know I have my ticket and I already have my home. I will be there.
I am going to be one of the many people lining up to knock on your door to accompany you to the show.
It's going to be great. Yes, Prince is doing some spot dates, but they announced that he will close out the Essence Festival in New Orleans, Louisiana, over the 4th of July holiday weekend. Tanya Pendleton, BlackAmericaWeb.com, and also Philadelphia Weekly contributor. Thank you so much for joining us on Soulful Sunday.
Thank you, Miss D. Deanna, and obviously one of the highlights of 2013 in the Philadelphia area is always your fantastic show and all of the exposure that you give to artists, both local, national, and international. So keep them coming in 2014, aww, Deanna Williams.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for joining us on Soulful Sunday, Old School 100.3.